Okay, welcome to Planning Commission. We have Commissioner Jorgensen joining us online, and we will go ahead and get started. We will go to number two, public comments. Any public comments that are not pertaining to an agenda item? Seeing that there are none, we'll move to agenda item three, consideration of a conditional use permit for Mike's All American Towing at 425 North, 400 West. Mike Matthews, the applicant, is here, and Mackenzie.
Ron, can you still hear us?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so this is a conditional use permit for Mike's All American Towing at 425 North, 400 West. It is zoned manufacturing distribution, and the business has been classified as a motor vehicle towing and impound lot, which is a conditional use in the MD zone, as we know. The applicant is proposing to locate his tow yard to the northeasternmost building that's circled on your screen. A couple months ago, we approved a conditional use permit for the building to the west of it. So this one has nothing to do with it. They're completely separate entities. Mike's All American Towing is a state registered non-consent towing and impound lot. They have to abide by the state regulations. So in our conditions, we are requiring them to get a sign permit for the state required sign they have to put on the fence prior to issuance of a business license. They have a towing facility or a tow yard in Murray City where they store 100 plus vehicles. And that is where they plan to take the vehicles that have been in a car accident or are salvaged, that type of thing. The ones that would be problematic to leak oils and stuff like that. So the property has four existing buildings. This applicant will only be occupying 135 square feet of building one for office space. They will also use the gated outdoor storage area on the north side of building one. The building is also occupied by Twisted Wrench, which is a mechanic shop, and Anchor Communication Wireless. That's a company that installs communication towers. And to my understanding, this is just their office location. The city does not have a specific parking code for tow yards and impound lots. The applicant is providing three parking stalls, which are outlined on the screen in blue. The DRC and the community development director feel that that is sufficient parking for the use. And due to city code 10-6-5, we do have the ability to allow that. The outdoor storage area is approximately 2,600 square feet total, and Mike's All American Towing will consume about 1,470 square feet, which is outlined in red on your screen. The applicant and staff met and determined that approximately 8 vehicles could comfortably fit in that area. The DRC is still concerned that salvaged or damaged vehicles could be stored at this location. And for that reason, just like the conditional use permit we did a couple months ago for the property to the west, we are requesting a condition that all outdoor storage of vehicles occurs on a hard, non-porous surface to prevent oils and things that come off of those damaged vehicles going into the groundwater. Currently, the outdoor storage area is just road base, so it does need to be improved in order to store those vehicles. And then the parking is screened from view by the building, and then also they have to have an access gate. So the gate is adequate for what is required of the outdoor storage. And the DRC is recommending approval of this conditional use permit with the condition that the property be used as a salvage yard for vehicles to be not be used as a salvage yard for vehicles to be dismantled, and the business shall only operate as a motor vehicle towing and impound lot as defined by city code. Number two, storage of impounded vehicles by the towing company shall be limited to a maximum of 8 vehicles. Storage of impounded vehicles must occur on a hard, non-porous surface. Drive aisles and fire access routes must be kept clear and maintained in good condition. Tow trucks shall not be parked on 400 West at any time. And I didn't mention, the applicant did confirm that the tow trucks go home with the drivers at night. So we shouldn't have a problem with that. But we still want the condition, just in case. And that six, Mike Solomon provide and maintain a minimum of 3 parking stalls for employees and customers only. Those stalls should not be used for the towed vehicles. And then the final condition we're requesting is that they obtain a signed permit from the city prior to issuance of their business license. And the applicant is here.
Great. Thanks, Mackenzie. And thank you for being here, Mr. Matthews. Did you have anything you wanted to add at this point?
You pretty much had it. Yeah, like I said, the only things I plan on putting there, like I said, are just like your DUIs, your state tax stuff, which are just the cars that are normally driven on the road. Anything that does, like I said, it was damaged where you are going to be leaking whatever coolants or whatever, I do plan on putting into my south wall, my Murray yard. It's zoned for that. That's where I usually put all my wrecked cars. So usually on a DUI, they're usually within and out within 2 to 3 days. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know, pretty much just that. I mean, that's the only thing I plan on putting in there. It's just, like I said, just the cars that are just picked up on traffic violations, whether they be DUIs, no insurance, just, you know, hold for owner, that not wrecked.
Okay.
About the only thing I plan on putting in that thing.
So those vehicles will be picked up from
they
the will,
property
from the owner?
On those, they're usually picked up within 2 to 3 days normally. Mm-hmm. It depends on, they have a DUI, how long the person was incarcerated for, obviously. But normally when I get a DUI and stuff, they're usually within and out within 6 days.
Okay.
If that.
Thank
they're
you.
They're usually a pretty good turnaround on those.
Great. So. All right. Any questions for the applicant from the commission or any discussion on the application?
I just have a question about, oh, this is Commissioner Stone. About the, so the, what's outlined in red is what we're talking about. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's where they will be parking. Where they're parking the storage. So is that part already non-porous surface? I know that you're not planning to put cars there that need
non-porous. Yeah, that's why I didn't want, yeah, because I know that you guys are concerned about the leaking the cars that do leak the coolants and the oils and the battery acids and the, all the nastiness stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't plan on putting that stuff in that right there. Right now it is a gravel.
Oh, it's gravel, okay. Just curious, okay.
So this is Commissioner Jorgensen. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, we can hear you, Ron.
Yeah, so my only comment, I appreciate the applicant and keeping the damaged vehicles that are leaking elsewhere. I would make the observation, though, that, you know, while the staff recommendation on the hard, non-porous surface is a good start, if something were to be leaking and so forth, all it takes is one precipitation event to wash that off that surface to ground again. So, personally, I think we should memorialize a condition that says all stored vehicles shall be intact such that they are not leaking oil or other automotive fluids to the surface. Just that way there's no dispute about it. Or no questions about it down the road. Again, if something's leaking, the fact that it's leaking on asphalt or concrete or any other type of non-porous surface does not guarantee that it doesn't find its way to waterways.
Thank you, Ron.
That threw me off. Like
he's joining us over Zoom.
The wizard behind the screen.
So to clarify, Ron, are you saying that you would like to see the condition of having the outdoor storage occur on a non-porous surface changed to just say that only intact vehicles are stored at this location?
I think the condition is proposed is fine. In my mind, I think there ought to be an additional condition that basically says that the vehicles are intact and they're not leaking oil or automotive fluids to the surface. That's an additional condition. Again, my concern is you could have a hard non-porous surface, but all it takes is a precipitation event to wash that to whatever, yeah, particularly the stormwater.
Yeah, we are working on that. We have discussed it with Bryce Marshall, who is the guy that owns Switched Ranch. That's why we're here to talk about this today, to see what it is we do actually have to do, which is why I did not plan on putting those wrecked cars on there at any time at all, any really, at all.
So, Ron, you're still in support of having the condition about hard non-porous surface being poured there, whether it be cement or asphalt, and then adding the condition. You're not saying that keep it as gravel?
No, I'm not saying keeping it as gravel. I think the staff recommendation on condition 3 is fine. I agree with that. I'm just saying that I think the commission ought to entertain adding an eighth condition that would be all stored vehicles shall be intact such that they are not leaking oil or other automotive fluids to the surface. And again, my concern is right, precipitation events washing it off the hard surface.
Great, perfect, thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. And any discussion on that topic or any other topics in the motion? If not, we can make a motion. If we're not ready to make a motion, we can firm up how we feel about the hard surface, which looks like a decision we need to decide if we're putting that in the motion. Sounds like we're all in favor.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Great.
Chairwoman. I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for Mike's All American Towing, located at 425 North, 400 West, with the following conditions. That the property of 425 North, 400 West may not be used as a salvage yard for vehicles to be dismantled, and this business shall only operate as a motor vehicle towing and impound lot as defined by city code. 2, storage of impounded vehicles by Mike's All American Towing shall be limited to a maximum of 8 vehicles within the gated area on the north side of the building. 3, storage of impounded vehicles must only occur on hard, non-porous surfaces. 4, drive aisles and fire access routes must be kept clear and maintained in good condition at all times. 5, tow trucks shall not be parked on 400 West at any time. 6, Mike's All American Towing must provide and maintain a minimum of 3 parking stalls for employees and customers only. 7, Mike's All American Towing must obtain a sign permit from the city prior to issuance of the business license. And 8, all stored vehicles must be intact without automotive fluids leaking.
Thank you.
Commissioner Holbrook, second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And the motion carries. Okay, thank you.
Guys.
Do you have any questions or...
No,
I'm glad you're here.
I'm a little nervous.
we're easy. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you being in North Salt Lake and wish you the best.
Well, thank you guys.
All right.
Have a good day.
Have a good night.
Thanks. Are we good?
I think. And then we will move to number 4, report on city council items.
Usually I don't read them if there's more than 4 conditions. So that was for you.
Yeah.
No, I've done the last couple.
I expected you to go with as listed in the staff packet.
I think we all expected that.
I was like, who's going to go with as listed?
Oh, you can do that?
You can just say the as listed in the packet.
Oh my God.
You don't say
these are things that I don't know.
But he's got a toddler he's avoiding putting to bed,
oh,
so
oh,
I support
you were dragging,
that.
Oh, he was supporting.
Do you remember me doing the water?
Okay, guys. So, a few action updates from City Council. Last week when the City Council met, they approved the concept plan for Phoenicia Place subdivision, which is that 2-lot subdivision over by Spectrum Academy on Redwood Road in Cutler. The Cross Crossing subdivision preliminary and final plat were approved. The Cross Crossing Lot 2 rezone from commercial to manufacturing distribution was approved. But the City Council on that one did request to see the land use table of FAA uses that are permitted behind the airstrip. So It did go through, but they want backup data now. So I will be getting them that information. And then the big one, Clifton Towns, the townhome community over on Redwood and 1100 North, the city council was presented the plan you guys reviewed with the acre of commercial on each corner. And then the applicant, Brighton Homes, also came through with two other scenarios. One of them was to have commercial extended on the northern parcel to the property line where the Ford dealership is and keep the commercial on the south parcel the same. And the other one was to expand the commercial for the entire frontage of Redwood Road. The city council moved to approve the general development plan with scenario two, which is the one on your screen right here. So that's kind of the direction we will be heading. And once again, this is going to come before you numerous times before anything happens. We will be going through the general development plan where we talk about architectural style, setbacks, those items, in addition to an actual site plan. So does anyone have any questions on what was approved by city council or any of the action items?
Yeah, what didn't they like about the full commercial frontage?
I wasn't in that meeting, so I don't know for certain, but Ron just went a different color. Ron, did you have something to say?
No, I was going to ask a question, but this one suffices. Go ahead and answer that.
Okay. Did you say someone was in? Were you in the city council?
No,
Dean
was
in. Oh, what was their reason? Yeah, will you approach the mic?
There were two or three reasons that they looked at both of them. One of them is on the north portion there, where it had one pad on the north or on the southeast corner, and then residences on the northeast corner. On the north of that is the Ford dealership, and they felt that having commercial, residential, commercial really wasn't a very good plan. On the other side of it, on the south end, is residential. And they thought that putting commercial all the way to the residential really was a little bit, I don't know if I want to use the word overkill, but extending the commercial beyond what they thought that would be appropriate for that corner. And so they went halfway with you and said, it does make sense to put commercial all the way on the north portion and then leave the south portion with the corner of it commercial so that it would still blend in with the south subdivision there. The net result was that they were losing 15 units on the north part there, and so it went from 200 down to 185 rather than from 200 down to 150, which is what would have happened. But in looking at the further south of what commercial is available there and the surrounding area, they felt that the amount of commercial already underutilized or not utilized was sufficient to mitigate against taking away the residential in that portion.
Thank you, Dee.
That covered enough?
Yep, you covered it, and you sparked my memory. After city council, I always go sit and talk to Sherry about what happened, but then I sometimes forget. I think part of their concern, what he was getting at, was or it came from the developer bringing in their broker and their consultant to explain how commercial spaces are being used and the best type of commercial spaces, whereas like a strip mall type of deal might not get the best use in this location, but more of standalone buildings with maybe a drive-through, things like that, will be occupied and not just be occupied immediately, but maintain occupancy so we don't see vacancy like we do along Redwood Road. And I do know that was a huge concern of theirs, especially after hearing from the broker, who is a very well-known one in Utah. So I think this was the compromise. Do you guys have any questions from that?
I have a question about like green space. Like, you see the pickleball park courts and the pool. Is there anything on the northern?
Yeah. Staff had them at a tot lot because we.
What's a tot lot? Am I supposed to know what that is? Oh, okay.
It's a little playground. Okay, it's a toddler playground.
Yeah.
To be used by all ages, of course, but catered to the young.
Okay, got it.
It's the kindergarten playground.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, and we did request that because originally they only had recreation amenities on the south parcel. So, okay. And we still have a lot to work through. I forget you weren't here. We're going to be figuring out crosswalks and things like that so that it's a more cohesive community that's connected. So, okay. Are we good to move on?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. Any other questions?
Any other questions? I'm good to move on.
Okay. So the form-based code, obviously it fell off the agenda a few weeks because we were just inundated with applications all at once. And they were big ones. So we've reformatted the schedule, and it's on your screen ahead of you. So what we're planning on is September 21st, the joint work session. So I guess that is remaining. Is that what you had on your calendar?
So originally it was next Wednesday.
Okay, so yeah, we have postponed to September 21st. It looks like our next meeting, the August 23rd meeting, because Sherry won't be at the August 9th meeting. So on August 23rd, we'll present sections 2 and 7, which are streets and parking, and then we'll wrap it up on September 13th with sections 6 and 8, which is parks and signs. And we're hoping for city council adoption on the first meeting in November, which is the first. So how does this look to you guys? We apologize it was postponed.
Can you email it to us?
Absolutely. Allie is reviewing it. This is her project. This is her baby. So we threw this together to just show you that we haven't forgot about it. But Allie is reviewing the schedule and making sure it works for her before we finalize. So I think maybe by the next meeting agenda, I'll make sure to include it in the packet for you or just in the email I send. Okay. And then the last thing I have here, the early bird special for the fall conference registration is ending pretty quick here. So we're wanting to get everyone registered hopefully tomorrow, if not by the end of the week. Do you guys know if you want to come? Do you want us to register you, RSVP?
Yes, please.
Brandon, you're in. Bree?
I am totally going.
You're already going with the APA, or do you want us to register you?
I don't know if I need to, because I'm on the board.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys need, I don't know.
Will you look into that and let me know?
Because I don't want you to pay money if they're like, you don't have to pay money.
Right. If you can let me know by Thursday, that would be awesome. But we're counting Brandon in. Ron, are you coming?
Yes, I would like to attend.
Okay, are you doing both days?
Yes.
Brandon, both days?
Yes, please.
Both days, please.
Okay, and if anything changes, it's no big deal. I left early on the second day last year and no one got mad, so did Brandon. We were pretty wiped by the end of the day. Irene, do you want more time to decide, or do you want
I gotta look at a work schedule and stuff, so I gotta figure it out, but.
You're good. Okay. Just shoot me an email. I'll try to remind you guys by Thursday if I don't hear back from you. And that's all I have. So you guys are good to go forward with the agenda.
Okay, we will move to agenda item 5, approval of the minutes. Thank you, Andrea, and also for being our scorekeeper. I noticed that she kept the time when we were saying whose application was quicker on that, so thank you for doing that, Andrea. Any comments on the minutes? If not, we can do a motion. Anyone want to make a motion on the minutes?
Yeah, I'll move that we approve the meeting minutes for the July 12th, 2022 Planning Commission meeting as written.
Commissioner Holbrook, second.
Thank you. Any comments? All in favor say aye.
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 And we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
See y'all.
Recording stopped.
Bye, Ron. Thanks for joining.
Yep. Yeah.